frustrated. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. California Governor Gavin Newsom says his state has some of the strictest gun laws in the country, and he's calling the two mass shootings in his state in 3 days tragedy upon tragedy. Yesterday's shootings at two farms in Half Moon Bay, 30 miles south of San Francisco.
All those farm workers, like, can I get a job someplace else? I can't go back.
In Monterey Park Saturday night, 11 people were killed and 9 wounded when a 72-year-old gunman shot up a dance hall in an Asian-American community that had been celebrating the Lunar New Year. As President Biden hails new legislation to make obtaining certain types of guns more difficult.
Well, details on a shooting last night in Half Moon Bay, California, and a weekend mass shooting in the L.A. area are still being investigated. President Biden says it is known the scourge of gun violence across America requires stronger action. In a statement, the president noted a reintroduction of a federal assault weapons ban from California Senate Democrat Dianne Feinstein in a bill that would raise the age to purchase assault weapons to 21. Similar proposals have failed to win a bipartisan majority needed to advance in the Senate. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Powerful storm system on the Gulf Coast spawning tornadoes in the Houston area.
I've been in communication from the governor's office all the way through the state and the county level. So I'm sure by in the morning there'll be a lot more of the situation assessed, so we'll have a better idea.
Deer Park Mayor Jerry Mouton, where there was extensive damage, Shell has reported an incident at its chemicals facility in Deer Park after the suspected tornado touched down. There have been no immediate reports of serious injuries. The National Weather Service says severe weather could occur in the Florida Panhandle as well. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A judge rules a failed GOP candidate in New Mexico will stay in custody pending the trial after being accused of orchestrating a series of drive-by shootings at the homes of Democratic officials.
39-year-old Solomon Pena is deemed a danger to the community and denied bail as he awaits trial on multiple counts that include shooting at a dwelling and possession of a firearm by a felon. In the alleged targeting of Democratic officials in New Mexico, no one was hurt in the shootings. Pena was arrested 2 weeks ago, accused of paying 4 people to shoot at Democratic officials' homes following his unsuccessful Republican bid in a state race that he claimed was rigged. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A state appeals court in Wisconsin says a judge improperly certified a lawsuit claiming that Burger King managers across the state deserve overtime pay as a class action. About a half dozen managers and assistant managers at Burger King's run by Cave Enterprises Operations, LLC, filed the suit in 2019, claiming they have to work more than 40 hours a week and spend most of their time doing the same work as non-executive employees. Wisconsin Administrative Code provides that employers don't have to pay workers overtime if those workers serve as executives or managers. One of the nation's largest retail chains making a big change to how they pay their employees.
Walmart is raising wages for hourly workers. Starting next month, employees in stores and warehouses will see a starting wage of at least $14 an hour, up from $12. The change will raise Walmart's average hourly wage over $17.50. The Wall Street Journal says the change was announced in a memo to staff. It's a sign that there's still competition for hiring, though Amazon and Target are already paying a $15 an hour minimum wage.
Fox's Jenny Casola. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.